Yes. He needs to be looked up. He needs to be confined in the little mercenary. You understand? Like a pack of water from the little mercenary into the system. You understand? Get them catching to stand by like a tiger. It's nuts, in other words. Mentally deranged. You understand some of these words, don't you? So you wouldn't walk up to a man and say, well, what shall we say then? What shall we say then? Wait. You understand? Now, you see, that reason why I'm calling your attention to this is because, you see, that chapter is divided there. That's the first verse of that sixth chapter, isn't that right? Now, as a rule, the devil, he starts like this, and what shall we say? And now he has it back to service, you know, but it's set together at all. Now, if you went back up in the sixth chapter, you would find, well, that's what he's talking about. What shall we do? All right, read.
Shall we continue in
sin? Now listen to that. Shall we continue in sin?
That grace may abound?
That grace may abound?
God forbid.
God forbid.
How shall we,
the Jews,
that are dead to sin,
live any longer therein?
Know ye not?
Don't you know?
So many of us,
the Jews, that was baptized, that John water baptism of repentance before he died.
Okay.
But they didn't baptize no Gentiles. John didn't baptize no Gentiles. Well, why didn't he baptize no Gentiles? Look here. All needed to come out of Egypt to baptize in the cloud and see. They was all Jews. If it wasn't, and he's fulfilling it, so then if he's going to fulfill it, then if there wasn't no Gentiles in that, there can't be none in this.
That's right.
You see? Mm-hmm. Now, so many of us that were baptized into Jesus Christ. Therefore, had to be baptized before he died,
right,
in order to be baptized into his death. Ready, are you listening?
Yes,
we are preaching that Christ raised from the dead.
Right.
You see, that's it. It was planned. I don't mean to print. I mean, plant.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Just like you plant beans, corn, and stuff. Same for some edibles. Plant. You understand what I'm talking about? Plant. Now look, the Gentiles wasn't planted.
Right.
They was grafted in.
That's right.
How did that happen by faith? All right, read. Out of the ground, ain't that right? and put him in the Garden of Eden. The trees was in fruition, and he had something to eat. You see what I'm talking about? Understand? God did all the work. He created and everything and put everything there. Ain't that right? Yeah, we're created anew in Christ Jesus. You see what I'm talking about? What the hypocrite preacher, they can't see nothing spiritual. They can't see that the literal pointed to the spiritual. That's the reason why Dr. Harris said to you, all that might be known. All that might be known of everything you want to know. It don't make no difference what it is you want to know. All that we Now, I have here a little piece of paper here that's cut out of the Los Angeles Examiner. The doctor of the Los Angeles Times, Los Angeles Times, is dated 10/26, I believe. I want to tell you before I tell you anything about this. Now, don't you get excited. I'm not going to keep you over time. I'm not at the temperature to go down. But I do want to tell you about this. I'd like for Dr. Harris to get up here and read. And you listen while he reads.
Miner's will calls for proof of human soul. About 18 days will be set aside next year in which to prove scientifically the existence of the human soul. To the organization which can do this, and at least 8 will apply, the prize is more than $200,000. The money was left by James Kidd, an Arizona astronomer miner who died in 1951. Kidd's will said his estate would go to any person or group furnishing some scientific proof of the soul of the human body which leaves at death. Attorneys believe the money also could be awarded to anyone who is merely researching the existence of the soul. Superior Court Judge Robert L. Myers said a hearing expected to last 8 days is to begin next March the 6th. Kidd, a bachelor, said in his will he had no heirs. Seeking to qualify for the money are the California Parapsychology Foundation, Incorporated, the Arizona Board of Regents, the Arizona Foundation for Neurology and Psychiatry, Parapsychology Foundation, Incorporated, the University of Life Church, Incorporated, Neurological Sciences Foundation, Physical Research Foundation, Incorporated, and the Aquarium Foundation.
Thank you very much. Now, you see that? Now, this, after all these many years, you see, after all these many years, why, then, they're not too sure about it. Now, Bishop Short says, now, let me read that. He says we give that back. Now, I said all that. I want to know all that. So that you can see this one thing about this people. There is no way on earth to do. Other than the way that we go about it. Mm-hmm. You either do it this way or else. Now, nobody can come along with folks for $200,000 and do that from 1961 down to the present time. You've got to find somebody on all these hospitals, church organizations, Roman Catholics, and Protestants, and put that in June and everything else. And they're there all this time, and nobody's able to pay for it. You didn't want to have that. That don't make sense. Get it? Now, the reason why they can't prove it is because, you see, they don't know how to go about paying it. You get it now? Mm-hmm. And Bishop Pike is on trial, you understand? Because the thing that he says is out of harmony with what the teaching was of the Anglican Church. Get the point? Contrary to what the rest of them believe and taught. Now, here I come. You see? Now, I'm against the whole entire thing. Get the point? See? In other words, I have challenged the world. And I say this to you. And now, some of you know this because you have been around here long enough to know. I didn't say it, believe it. I said know it. I'm not talking about having no faith in it either. Yeah, I'm talking about a profound knowledge to know, you see, that it's this way or none at all.
Right.
wouldn't anybody on earth can whip this ordinary. That's right. Living or dead. Now, I didn't say that to be folks. I just said it because it's folks. I got to do that. You see? Now, I've tried my best to tell these folks what my mission was. And I don't think I've done too good a job. So I'll try one more time. I was sent in this closing of this age. Just like Noah was sent in the closing of the Andalusian. You understand? And just like Messiah was sent there in the closing of that one. Then the age is closing now, I was sent. Mm-hmm. Now here's my job. And I want you to understand. My job is not disagreeing with what Moses and them have said back here. You see? What Messiah and them have done, you understand? And what John on the Isle of Patmos has done. See? Disagreement. Now this is what my job is. My job is taking all that Moses and John and everybody else in between has said and done and proving that it is so. Now that's what my job is.
Now, you have to die to go to heaven. But now, I don't mean being
haul off out there to the cemetery. Now, I don't mean that. I mean that the depraved nature and disposition, the carnal function of a carnal mind, it has to be transformed, it has to be changed, it has to be elevated by the Holy Spirit itself to another plane of thinking, another state of consciousness. Well, you don't think on this plane here. You think on a heavenly plane. You understand? You get it? Now, you don't go to the cemetery to do that. You can't think nothing in the cemetery.
That's right.
So now you have to think like that before you go to the cemetery. Now that means this, that you have to start thinking now. See? You understand? Because you can't think dead. Like you're talking about going to the cemetery.
Yeah.
And yet you have to die.
Right.
Now I said that to say this. Though your physical body be on earth, and you are walking around on earth, and don't you talk no argument with me. And so your physical body be walking around here on earth. Your state of consciousness, while you are walking around on earth, as he that got to be dead, you understand? And in that state of death, if you look in Revelation, you find that death and the grave, and this body that you have, get, understand, is the grave in which you are in. If you are alive, see, or been transformed or changed while you are walking around in this body, you understand, then you are already in heaven. Now, you want some proof of that, don't you? You want some Bible proof. You see, Colossians. Now, that's the reason why I tell you. You understand? I have been there. In fact, to the matter, I live there. I don't live here. You understand?
Yeah.
Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Now look, the apostle is telling him this, that he was crucified with Christ. I'm trying to tell you in terms so you can check it up in your book.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Listen, I want you to read the third chapter of Colossians, and I want you to begin with the 15th verse. It's no wonder people don't understand this Bible. See, with you and your kind of mind, you don't know nothing about what these apostles are talking about. And you're bound to have all this friction and all that Bishop Price and Bishop that and Bishop you're bound to have all this friction. You don't have no way through. Nothing. You understand what I'm talking about? All right, read. Third chapter of Colossians, verse 1.
Yeah.
If he can be risen with
him. Now, if you're crucified with him, see, and you're buried with him, that's what he's got in the second chapter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, and you remember I told you always get these subjects and predicates together.
Mm-hmm.
See, this thing of these chapters and verses being divided up here, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that just made a mess out of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because now, the subject may be up somewhere 15, 20 verses deep in the third chapter. Now, in the second chapter, he's showing you how that crucified, you understand? Mm-hmm. Well, I put it this way, how you're circumcised without hands, you see? And right in that, you were buried with him, you understand? Mm-hmm. By baptism into his death. Mm-hmm. Listen, Wallace. And right in that, you were raised with the operation of the Spirit. Right. Now, you haven't put no hands on nobody. You've got him circumcised. You understand? You've got him buried. And you've got him resurrected then. You understand? You get it?
Yeah.
Now, here he is. I'm skipping. Because I said I didn't want to keep you here, see? Now, here's the third chapter. Now, you listen at it.
Read the third chapter. You can't read the first third. Now, if you can, you listen to it.
Now, if he is, if he then be risen.
All right, read.
Speak those things which are above.
Speak those things which are above.
That's right here from the right hand of God.
Now, if ye be risen, see, don't be speaking the earthly things or the materialistic things. Listen now, because for this reason, they only point to the spiritual. See, you take a natural to see a spiritual. That's the reason why God gives them the law in a natural sense to lead them to the spiritual. That's the reason why Paul is saying the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the natural things that are made. Even his eternal power in God is. You're made like you are. A man walking around that you can look at. See, put your hand on. Feel, touch. You understand? You're made like that. To respect. You understand? The construction of the spiritual body. That is to say, you're made in the likeness of him. Of the glory. That's why you're like you are. You understand? If he then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Yes. Now, you've been in the literal, the natural, all your life. You were born in that. Mm-hmm. Seek those things which are above, that Christ is on the right hand of God. Is that what you just read?
Mm-hmm.
All right, read on.
Set your affection on things above.
Set your affection on things above.
Not on things on the
not on the materialistic things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, read. Now, here's why.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody is far from justice, the joint goes to convict them. For you are dead. You understand? From mm-hmm. a literal, physical, natural point. You are dead.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you'd write a letter to a dead man. He couldn't read it. Would you?
No.
You understand? That sounds like a dead man.
Mm-hmm.
Is that me? What he is talking about is this. You understand? The man is dead to the things of this world, but to this materialistic realm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, see.
And your life.
Now you're dead, and listen now, and your life.
See?
Now you say I'm alive. You say I'm walking around. You understand? My life. Is here with Christ in God. Now here comes that idiot. So listen, if you're a Christian, I want to see you live the life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, can't you see you have to get on up from here?
That's right.
Come on, let's get well.
want to see you shoot another back.
You understand?
You were talking about?
Now he thought that
doing away with your habit. He called that cleaning up. He called that getting sanctified and holy.
You understand?
That's what he thought.
You see what I'm talking about?
Well, he don't know nothing about it.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Say, I eat what I please. Drink what I please. That is none of your business. And I don't meddle with what you eat and drink. And the reason why I don't, because it is none of my business.
Uh-huh. That's right.
You see? And so don't you come around talking about you want to see me. See? I eat what I want. Drink what I want to drink.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And listen, I go where I please. Come back when I get ready. Oh, Lord, there's a man just come out of that place over there. Don't you know that's the worst place in the world? You understand? I just seen him come out. You understand? Well, listen, where you think a man of God is sent to? Christ, who is our life,
mm-hmm.
All right.
Shall appear.
Shall appear.
Then shall ye also appear with him.
See, I'll be right along with him. And you look at me all around here. I don't care, dear. You see, understand? I live on another plane. The real me, you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I'm dead, and my life is here with Christ and God. Now, if you want to see me when you do see me,
you understand? It's just too late. You understand what I mean? Because when he appears, somebody always talking about the loving appearance, the blessed appearance, but when he appears, you understand? He won't be coming back after me either. You understand?
No, no.
I'll be right with you.
Okay. I'll be right with you. That's the reason why I said. I don't really want to say I live in another state. That's the reason why. I can tell you what's that. You understand? You want to know? Ask me.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody, Elijah too.